Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of Futura and justice from around the world. This will be a live presentation on this day, the 29th of February 2016. We are live where direct God Almighty is in charge. We will not fail, as always, to hand over the proceedings of this evening into the hands of God Almighty, the author and finisher of this project, the author and finisher of Biafra Restoration Project, the author and finisher of our lives. We invite you, God Almighty, to come and take charge and control of every circumstances and situations we find ourselves, to come and direct the affairs of this evening, that everything we do, everything we say, we go according to your will. We are asking you, O God, not to forget our leader, Namdi Kanu, your servant. Continue to protect him both spiritually and physically. Fight against those who fight against him. Destroy those who want to destroy him. Incapacitate the enemies, that they will be rendered powerless before him. In the end, grant him total liberation, grant him total freedom. That freedom will be for the emancipation of their father and for the entire Biafran people. And to this we say amen and amen. He say, my name is Uche Mefo. I am the deputy leader of indigenous people of Biafra and from Abate in Demi Biafra land. We are welcoming you to all this important edition of the program. And we ask all eminent Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill from around the world, from these four corners of this planet Earth, from east to west, from north to south, to come and join hands and make this program a worldwide one. We are on the internet, we are on satellite, we are on FM relay stations across Biafra land. We are also on shortwave platform, and the frequency is 11600 kHz on 25 meter band shortwave, 11600 kHz on 25 meter band shortwave. We are also on a technology called Call to Listen, and you need mobile phone, you need to have credit in your phone. We have numbers for Biafra land. We have numbers for United States of America. We have numbers for United Kingdom. We have numbers, as I said, for Biafra, and you will be charged at a local rate, depending on where you're calling from. The number to call when our lines are opened is +447 405 964 146 +447 405 964 146. We also have Skype line, and the Skype line is Radio Biafra, or one word, Radio Biafra 6. Not fail to salute the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that may have our freedom. We will not forget them because they have not forgotten us. They did not abandon us. They did us proud, and they died in our. May the souls and souls of all our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that may have our freedom continue to rest in the bosom of our God, until we meet to pass. No more. And to the families they left behind, we must assure them that we are in solidarity with them. The IPOB family members around the world are in solidarity with all of you. We will not abandon you in IPOB families around the world. You will have sons, daughters, fathers, uncles, and all you can think of. Your pains are our pains. Your injuries are our injuries. And any injury, any attack on you is an attack on every IPOB family member around the world, on every Biafran, and we are assuring you that we are with you. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation on this day, once again, the 29th of February 2016. And a very special announcement, the United Kingdom IPOB family are going to have a mega protest on the 2nd of March 2016, and we are enjoining all family members to take time off work, make sure that day is left free of anything. That sacrifice that you're going to make on that 2nd of May 2016 is worth it. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is still in the enemy camp. He has left everything. He has tenaciously defended the freedom that we have so much believed in. He has not disappointed us, and so we will not disappoint. If you miss work on that day, it is not too much. If you miss your business on that day, if you halt every business activities on that day, it is not too much. We are enjoining you to join in making that mega protest in front of House of Parliament in the United Kingdom, in London precisely, a worldwide one. We are starting by 10 a.m. and we're ending by 5 p.m. on that day. Once again, we're asking you to make that day, 2nd of May 2016, a free day. And make sure that you are part and parcel of that protest. When we tell you that Buhari has no agenda, that Buhari has no clue of what democracy is all about, that Buhari has no understanding of what rule of law is, that Buhari has no agenda, no plan for governance. You thought we were just propagating falsehood and that we are embarking on propaganda. And this is what we have been saying and we maintain. That Buhari is the most unfortunate accident in human history. Listen to this and go down memory lane. Why we, of course, strategize and come back to this program and try to make it a one.
Briefly, Dr. Pauline Baker.
Mr. President, welcome. And I've been a student of Nigeria for many years. And first of all, I want to tell you that I have never seen such a hopeful attitude toward Nigeria and the United States as since your election. So I think we are all here. I want you to succeed. My question relates to another area of Nigeria that hasn't gotten much attention during this trip, and that is the Niger Delta. It's a challenge that you're going to face. I wonder if you would tell us how you intend to approach it, with particular reference to the amnesty, bunkering, and inclusive development. Thank you.
Inclusive government.
And, you know, in how you include, women, youth.
I see. Yes. I hope you have a copy of the election results. Literally, constituencies, for example, that year, gave me 97%. Cannot, in all honesty, be treated on some issues with constituencies that gave me 5%. I think this is a political reality. While certainly there will be justice for everybody, everybody will get his constitutional right. But while the party in constituencies, that by their either sheer hard work, they made sure that they got their people to vote and to ensure their vote count, they must feel that the government has appreciated the effort they put in putting the government in place. I think that's really fair and deliberate. By the Constitution, no state can be excluded from government. So there is no way, even if I want to show gratitude to those constituencies that heavily voted for me, against those that didn't even vote for me, they have the protection of the government. And I have made an undertaking in that. That I belong to everybody, I belong to nobody. If I come clearly and show and marginalize a certain group because they didn't vote for me, then I have already contradicted myself. And I'm sure people will be too quick to pick that against me.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Did you hear your President Buhari? Buhari does not understand what inclusiveness means. Buhari is a disgrace. Buhari is the greatest and unfortunate accident in human history, and we maintain that. Buhari, in a conference, was asked questions that he just had, questions that he were just listening to. And the lady mentioned inclusiveness, how he was going to deal with the issue of Niger Delta, and Buhari started asking the moderator questions, and the moderator started lecturing him on what inclusiveness means. Buhari was lost. Buhari was jittery. Buhari has no plan. Buhari does not understand what democracy is all about, what governance is all about. He has no plan. And this is a disgrace to the so-called Nigerians. And Nigeria will continue to be a disgrace. And Nigerians will continue to disappoint. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are live with our God Almighty is in charge. And we are proceeding to playing other clips that we, of course, let you know that we know what we are doing, and it will take you down memory lane on the issues involving the indigenous people of Biafra and affecting us as a people.
Is taking his campaign promise to defeat Boko Haram to the White House. seeking President Obama's support. And he tells me that he would negotiate for the release of the Chibok girls. It's his first visit to the United States since his inauguration 8 weeks ago, after an election that was widely seen as free and fair.
President Buhari comes into office with a reputation for integrity and a very clear agenda, and that is to make sure that he is bringing safety and security and peace to his country. He's very concerned about the spread of Boko Haram and the violence that's taken place there and the atrocities that they've carried out.
In this segment, we can only ask Obama how far. I am sure that you'll be ashamed of yourself, President Obama. I'm sure that Buhari must have given you some goose pimple by his performance and his conduct. The same goes to the becoming realm of United Kingdom. You single-handedly brought in Buhari into power through all manner of intimidation, encouragement of blackmail and backbiting and all manner of subterfuge. Today, this is Buhari, and the rest is history.
In the battle against Boko Haram, America's already there, working with the Nigerian military to train them in the most effective way of defeating the terrorist killers. But the effort won't go far unless the Nigerian government can fend off opposition in their own country, and that means a protracted war against Boko Haram. Our guest is a lawyer specializing in criminal law, international law, and is also professor of international criminal law at the University of Amsterdam. Goran Sluter joins us today. Goran, thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We need to look at Boko Haram in effect here in America of so much else that is going on. We have ISIS, we have Al-Qaeda, we have so many different issues. Why should America be concerned about what happens? I mean, the humanitarian, we understand, we get that. But what is it about the Boko Haram inference, what is it about what's happening in Nigeria that will impact America?
Well, Nigeria is a huge country. It's the biggest democracy in Africa with almost 200 million people. If it's getting destabilized, it will have consequences for U.S. interests. Also economically, there's a lot of oil in the south. So it is in everybody's interest that Nigeria keeps stable. It's not only Boko Haram that is an issue, but it's also about the elections. And one of the candidates at the elections, General Buhari, he is suspected of having committed crimes against humanity. And that's an issue I'm representing clients from Nigeria. And we have submitted last week a criminal complaint to the International Criminal Court regarding this presidential candidate's behavior.
When we
and
talk about
any of these issues, are not known in Europe or in the United States.
A very well-known leader in this country said that any attempt to attack and fight insurgency is an attack on the left. So you know, when you have such huge political considerations, there are difficulties. I mean, Buhari said that in the newspaper. General Buhari said that any attack on Boko Haram is an attack on the north. So what you do as a government, you want to attack Boko Haram, at the same time, a leader, a respected person in society, somebody who carries, I mean, the last vote, I mean, the last election, over 12 million people voted for him from the north.
The denial of the former head of state, retired General Muhammadu Buhari, that he belongs to the militant sect Boko Haram. In a media briefing in Abuja, he defended his position not to represent the group in talks with the federal government, saying those in authority have failed to provide security for the people, employment for the youth, and to guarantee safety of life. He called the leadership of the country, in his words, the biggest Boko Haram, maintaining that the authorities have lost absolute control of the country.
The biggest rogue Boko Haram in the federal government itself, because it has all the powers to stop anarchy, political and otherwise in the country. Now that a substantial part of the country has been paralyzed, economic activities have stopped, people are no longer thinking of employment, they are thinking of what to eat and how to survive the following day. So how can I represent people I don't know, that I don't believe in their whatever their cause is? How can I work for a government for Boko Haram, a government that the basic thing that government should do, that's the saving of lives and property, the government could not do it. With all the power it is, with all the military, with all the resources available to it. I'm going to bear with one example. When the IRA in the United Kingdom was blown in places and so on, Margaret Thatcher was the Prime Minister. She was putting up in a hotel with people of her party. The British security believed that IRA would do something about it. They changed the source of the Prime Minister's accommodation within the hotel. Of course, there was a bomb. Some people were killed, some were injured. But the British military didn't go and cordon part of UK and killed everybody in person. That's not done. And even the Nigerian military, what they did initially was Muhammad Yusuf and then secure them and hand them over. That's how internal security is done. To me, the federal government has lost absolute control.
I want to just pick up on one point that you made there, you know, the insecurity in the country, Boko Haram. How are you going to tackle that beast, if you want? Are you going to offer peaceful negotiations, or are you just going to hit them hard?
Well, hit them hard with what? Boko Haram, by the 14th of February, when we were to have the election, but we were withdrawn, where according to the government's calculation, in charge of 14 local governments. These are 14 local governments out of 774 local governments. If for 5-6 years the Nigerian law enforcement agencies, including the military, could not secure 14 local governments out of 774, how can I promise miracle when I come? But with the cooperation of our neighbors, Cameroon, Chad, Nigeria, and the international community, and the commitment we are going to get from the military, I think it will take.
Buhari, the terrorist president of the Islamic State of Nigeria, should be asked to give account of the monies that were missing. One, when he was the head of state, $2.8 million was missing under petroleum NNPC account, and that money was later found in his sixth account with Mainland Bank in London. If he is to probe the corrupt leaders, he should give account of that particular money. Also, when he was appointed as the chairmanship of MPF, Petroleum Trust Fund, 2.5 billion naira, 2.5 billion naira was missing on the account of PPF, which he was the chairman of. He should give account of that. It is known that Buhari was a co-founder and sponsor of Boko Haram. There is a document in the internet, the Ministry of APC, change our ISIS agenda, we will win by jihad. There in that document, I will read a section. It says, we formed Boko Haram, the militant group to replace Maitasene. We have solicited funds from all prominent Muslims and the Islamic funds to finance Boko Haram. Nigeria army cannot defeat us because America, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and the entire Arab world has given us support. And so many other things. That document should be traced in the internet. It is in the internet. The Ministry of APC. There is still, if you go into the internet, you will find out that Nigeria is the 37th member in the membership of OIC. Nigeria is Islamic nation. Nigeria is the 37th member. If you count the membership there, you will see that Nigeria is the 37th member of OIC, registered in 1986 with Nigerian oil money of $21 billion. If you also go into the internet, there is a Vanguard publication of 24th December 2014, Insurgency and Buhari's Call for Full Sharia. There, it was quoted thus, as said by Buhari, I will continue to show openly and inside me the total commitment of Sharia movement that is within all over Nigeria. God willing, I will not stop the agitation for the total implementation of Sharia in the country. That is why they formed Boko Haram. Like it was pointed out earlier by a speaker that Buhari said, any attack on Boko Haram is an attack on the North. He didn't deny that. Buhari also, in his post-election interview with BBC, he was asked, how will you attack Boko Haram? Will you grant them amnesty or hit them hard? He asked the interviewer, hit them hard with what? Hit them hard with what?
Yes.
That means, why will I hit them hard? What have they done? They did not do anything that deserves hitting them hard. And lo and behold, now he is formulating the so-called committee based on granting them amnesty. The military headquarters from Abuja have been moved to Maiduguri to make sure that after the Boko Haram are compensated, they will be reabsorbed into the military. These are strategies.
Of course. That's what they're doing.
Now, on his inaugural speech on 29th May, he said another thing that is worth noting here. Our journey has not been easy, but thanks to the determinations of our people and the strong support from friends abroad, we have today a true democratically elected government in place. He recognized that he was rigged and dragged into the seat by his strong friends abroad. Who are those strong friends abroad? Obama from US and David Cameron from Britain. He didn't hide anything. Now, if you go into the statement, the inaugural speech, he said, I would like to thank President Goodluck Jonathan for his display of statesmanship in setting a precedent for us that has now made our people proud to be Nigeria wherever they are. With the support and the cooperation he has given to the transition process, he has made it possible for us to show the world that despite the perceived tension in the land, we can be united. United where? Where are they united? Is there anything like unity? No.
It's a farce and conspiracy, of course, as always we have been saying this.
Now, if Goodluck has been a state man by handing back power to him to avoid bloodshed, he should be a state man by allowing Biafrans to go to avoid a bloodshed. Otherwise, he will be guilty. There's still also another document in the internet that gave the clue of the frauds committed by Buhari. U.S. Africa looting in Nigeria. Babangida presidency of Nigeria died in 2011. That document revealed all the fraudulent leaders in Nigeria. The billions and trillions looted by Babangida, Atiku Abubakar, Buhari himself. There are many. And the document made it clear that since the so-called independence in 1960, the Northerners have had 8 leaders as against 2 or 3 from the West, including Yoruba land. Abubakar Tafawadbelewa, Gowon, they are all from, Gowon, Yaradua, Buhari, Abacha, Babangida, Atiku, all of them are from the north. Yet they are talking of marginalization. Who is marginalizing who? The Sultan of Sokoto was claiming that Boko Haram was a result of marginalization and not taking care of the youth. And who did that? There are people. They have had about 8 leaders in Nigeria.
Of course, they marginalize themselves.
Who is marginalizing who? Buhari is really a terrorist. His approach to Sharia, his approach to defend Boko Haram. Boko Haram will not choose him as a spokesperson if they don't know him very well. Okay, look at the Chibok issue. How many days after the 11th of April, after declaring him as president, how many days before they start saying that they have found the Chibok girl? I'm gonna be one.
Keep on praying for President Buhari. I, oh God, we have learned our lesson. We have been in our area here now. They be praying for him too. We have learned our lesson. We pray for the prophet and even our prophet. No, to tell you the truth, the northern people, notwithstanding the presidency, honestly, the trust at least of the southeast is finished. And I assure you too, in Yoruba land, listen to me. I am coming.
Recently, helped Northern House in 1979.
I am coming, please.
They help Shagari.
Listen to me. Not that they help. They help themselves, gentlemen. Please, we don't need anybody in this country. They help themselves. Let me ask you a question, sir. Between cars, industries, and human beings, who are more in number?
And the Northern House now.
Not number. I'm not talking of population. I'm talking of economy now. Cars, car, the motors that we drive.
Yes.
And industries that we have.
Yes.
If you put them on one part and you put human being on the other part, who are more in number?
Cars are more.
Cars are more than human beings?
Human beings.
Good. Two, if you put fuel and food by the side, which one is consumed more?
In food now.
Good. And we have food. So Igbos are actually helping themselves. Let me tell you, even in Yoruba land, let me tell you what they will do to Igbo this time. Oba of Lagos said that we are pushing them to the ocean. Most of these markets that are burning in Lagos, look at it, they are Igbo-dominated markets. You get me? In fact, some Yorubas were telling me when I was in Lagos last weekend that it is we, the northerners, when we are in charge of Lagos as federal capital, that open room for Igbos to come and dominate them. And it's over now. And it's over. All the businesses Igbos are doing, we are going to bring it and do it. Do you get me? Fashola for the past 5 years have refused to approve any industry, especially pharmaceutical, to Igbo people. Find out.
You are right.
Do you get me?
You are right.
So the Yorubas in these 4 years, that's what we are telling ourselves. If we in the north want to be useless again, let us be. But the Yoruba people in the 4 years, they want to control their land completely. That's why you Buhari have to sign that Lagos is going to be given special status. We are going to have a kind of semi-regional system. Lagos is going to have special status. It means nobody again will control Lagos. The indigenous of Lagos are the ones that are going to control Lagos. They can form land policies. Do you get me? They may decide to say, you as a Yoruba man in Lagos, you will pay 5,000 naira per annum for a land as Chenamen rent. Me as a Hausa man, I will pay 10,000 naira. Igbo man will pay 1 million naira. This is why they are heading to war. Do you get me? So, now, unfortunately, again, the attitude of the Igbos have made the illiterate northerners who have not gone to school to realize now, I say they are powerful. They are the one who gave these people land to stay. They are the one who give them food by the power of God.
Yes.
They are the one who accommodated them by the power of God. Do you get me?
Yes.
Since Igbos can turn around and humiliate us, look at what they did to us. Those people that they assembled, about 400 of them, and called them Boko Haram. Meet the president and tell him that, look, if one person is killed among these people, I'm telling you, no Igbo man will come out of Kano. That was how they released the Hausa people from Jigawa and Kano, whom they selected and arrested and called them Boko Haram. Two, you are in Nigeria, I'm in Nigeria. Rochas was actually brought up in the north. But it is in his own state. That's why we are telling you, even the Amechi, the Rochas of color that are MP, we don't trust them. If they are on their own. Let me tell you this. They are on their own. Nobody can deceive us again. We are wise now.
Businessmen, they are businessmen.
No, what I'm telling you is that Rochas he's running to Sultan. He didn't know Sultan has no significance in this government. Even last 2 days he was in Sokoto. He didn't know that even Sultan has no significance in this government. He was in this north. It was Rochas state, Imo state, that they started saying that Hausa people must have ID card to live in that state.
Yes.
Can you hear me? They say Hausa people must have ID card to live in state.
Yes.
Until when we mobilize our people there and say, okay, in that case, all Southerners must live north. Then Jonathan now realized that there was something going wrong. He said, no, these things have to stop. So are we mad? Do you get me? Count every five shops in this north. Four shops are owned by Igbos. What is Igbos' contribution in the economy? It's not trade. And fraudulent trade for that matter, including Igbo have cheated you. Unless you are not buying spare parts and tires and medicine. So or not so?
It's so allergic.
Do you get me? Yet we accommodated them. Is it going to Dubai to bring fake drugs that we cannot do it? Now the plan is drugs now. No Igbo man will again sell drugs in this north. We are going to bring it from Kano. Drugs are brought by air. They are going to open massive cooler rooms in Kano and import it all north, and maybe whatever I want to buy, come and buy from Kano. No Igbo will sell drugs again. We are tired of all this nonsense. We know how to control our places the way they control their own. What we are saying is that we are all Nigerians, but we are going to learn what they are doing in Southeast and do it in the north too. Simple.
Yeah.
We don't have ancestors, but if Buhari today, as president of this country, want to buy land in the east, he will go and negotiate everything. Tomorrow the chiefs will come and tell him that ancestors met them yesterday night and said they should not sell the land for them. So we don't have ancestors. Oh, we are betraying our power. We, my ancestors, have told us that we have been careless. That's why we suffered for the past 6 years. We have to wake up now. It's a very serious thing. No. We cannot, sir. Your society is already adulterated. That's why, to be honest to you, let me tell you, to be honest to you, we never wanted Buhari in this law. We wanted Konkoso.
Yes.
What I'm saying. If it is Konkoso,
the primary, Konkoso will have defeated Buhari.
Listen to me. You know, the Tinubus and Co. prefer Buhari. Because can you hear me? Because Konkoso will have solved this North-South problem for us within 6 months. In Kano, Konkoso got us all the Igbos and told them that all these drugs that he closed, all those fake drugs they are selling in Kano. They know him now.
Mm.
So that's why we wanted Konkoso to be the district. Igbos met in Abuja and warned us after the election that they were the ones in charge of 75% of Abuja is their own. They should be given minister of. Can you imagine?
Mm.
Negotiate and say this is the governor they want with their rulers, everything. Igbos say no, he cannot be governor. Haba. In somebody's land. In somebody's land. Haba kule. The arrogance is too much. So 10 years ago I warned it. I said the Igbos are building nation within our nation. They will engage us within our nation and reinforce from their nation. That is exactly what we saw during the tenure of Jonathan. Immediately we voted Jonathan. What we did to Jonathan in this north, the Igbos in the north, their chiefs gathered and came to Aso Villa. To the glare of everybody on TV, they say it was nobody that voted Jonathan, but the Igbos were the ones who voted him. Did you not hear that one? Did you not read it? In our own land, Igbos say we didn't vote Jonathan. It was they that voted Jonathan. Two, before elections again, they gathered themselves and came and met Jonathan. I met in Abuja and said that they are directing all Igbos in the north must vote Jonathan. We don't mind. Let them vote anybody. But can you do that in the southeast? They stop us from even voting. Let me answer this. Amina wa alaikum salam.
Alaji.
Kunzone.
We call. Let us vote in the night. Alaji. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
in the southeast, all houses in the southeast were prevented from voting. Find out. Yes, find out. But yet in our own land, they will stand and say that. It is their problem that forced above Lagos to say that if they don't, they try to frustrate the decision of the Yoruba, they will send them to Osun. And I'm telling you, after 4 years, at least not we are liberal, but in the southwest, after 4 years, Igbos can never be useful and irrelevant again in the Southeast. Wait and see. In fact, the plan of APC is that they are going to make alliance of Northwest Economic Development. The West has the ocean. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The North has agricultural produce.
Yes.
So what they are going to do, the government is going to develop all the agricultural and mineral resources in the North. And then they will put primary industries here. And then go and export, finally finish them in Lagos or Southwest and export them and bring back the money and share it between the two regions. Let them drink their oil.
Good evening, welcome to the program. Can you give us your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Okay, my name is Mbama Onyuku, and I'm calling from Igwota, Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom, I greet you all. My contribution tonight is with respect to some issues that have appeared in the news. You know, as reported by the media in the zoo. One of them is that Muhammadu Buhari has said that the judiciary, which is one of the three arms of the government, is his headache. You know, he's saying that the judiciary is a stumbling block to him, you know, that it doesn't let him govern effectively, it doesn't let him prosecute his discredited fight against corruption effectively. Now, this should not surprise anybody. There are three reasons I'm going to enumerate here, and one of the reasons that Buhari cannot work with the judiciary, as he has himself confessed, is that he is a dictator. First of all, his dictatorial nature was demonstrated in December 1983 when he overthrew a democratically elected government. That was the government of Shehu Shagari, you know. Even if there were any lapses, even if there were any shortcomings with the democratic dispensation of Shehu Shagari, that was not enough for Buhari. That was not enough to warrant Buhari overthrowing a democratically elected government. He should have allowed, if Buhari were not a dictator, he would have allowed the institutions of democracy, such as the National Assembly, the courts, and others, to checkmate the government of Shehu Shagari and put it on its toes and ensure that it did not overreach itself or abuse its power. But no, Buhari was the Lord. Buhari had to overthrow that government. Another way, you know, Buhari's dictatorship can be seen, is demonstrated, is in his flagrant disobedience of court orders. The case of our eminent director, Nnamdi Kanu, is a very prominent one. The court, on many occasions, granted our leader unconditional release. Buhari continued to disobey those orders that were given by competent courts that had very good jurisdiction. He continued to flout these orders until he was able to buy a corrupt judge. In other words, what Buhari does is to corrupt the judiciary and to corrupt the judges and to make them toothless, make them powerless, so that he can continue to exercise his unchecked powers, so that he can continue to be his true nature, which is a dictator. Then it also shows, and I'm still talking about Buhari's dictatorship and his dictatorial nature, it is shown in the way that he pisses and makes nonsense of democratic tenets. He does not understand what democracy is all about. He does not know what rule of law is all about. He does not know that any society, any country that does not obey and follow the tenets of democracy and rule of law is actually and speedily descending into anarchy. And this is exactly what Buhari has in mind. He wants the rule called Nigeria to become a dictatorship, to become an authoritative regime. That is what he wants to, his government to become, so that he can continue to, you know, steal. And I'm going to get to that in a moment. Then he ruled. When he took over power in May 29, 2016, he refused to appoint ministers. He refused to appoint cabinet members. And he continued to rule, to dictate for more than 6 months. And it was only when the pressure became unbearable for him that he now made a volte face and made nonsense of what he called appointment of ministers. And that was actually, you know, after he had derided ministers and called them noisemakers. He said that ministers added no value to any dispensation, that they were needless, and that was why he hadn't appointed them. As we speak today, Buhari's ministers can be better described as rubber stamps. They are useless. They don't even know what their jobs are. They are being dictated to. They are just toothless. They are just like errand boys. They are, you know, being used to douse the tension that the criticism of his non-appointment of ministers generated. So that is what I would like us to understand in terms of that. And let it be known that Buhari will never, ever allow these ministers, these so-called ministers, to operate freely. That is it. Then another reason, one of the ways that Buhari, one of the reasons he's complaining that the judiciary is his headache, is because he is an illiterate. We have said it, I have said it oftentimes, that this man, Muhammadu Buhari, never finished secondary school. In fact, he was in JSS 3, what you call JSS 3 today, class 3 those days, when his principal gave him a written note to join the Zulu Army. As we speak today, his biggest qualification, highest qualification, vis-a-vis education, is first school living certificate. The one that one is given when one graduates from elementary school. That is why he cannot, you know, appreciate. He is too uneducated. Buhari is too uneducated to understand, appreciate, and respect the principles of separation of powers among the three arms of government as enshrined in the constitution of the Zulu. He is an illiterate. He does not know what the judiciary stands for. He doesn't understand that the judiciary is an independent arm of the government. And that, in fact, one of the duties of the three arms of the government is to put one another in check, what they call checks and balances. He does not understand that. He has succeeded in pocketing the National Assembly. He cannot do anything. That was why he smuggled in a deal, an appropriation deal for the 2016 fiscal year. And then when the fraud that was inherent in that appropriation deal was discovered, he went and stole it back. And when it was discovered that he had indeed stolen this appropriation deal, he now wrote an open letter demanding to withdraw that deal after he had stolen it. That is very, very pathetic. And that is the kind of leader that the baboons and monkeys called Nigerians have. Another reason, like I said, why Buhari must continue to complain, will continue to complain, that the judiciary is his headache. That is verbatim. He said it. The judiciary is his headache. Another reason he said that is he is a product of the House of Fulani feudal oligarchic system, which does not appreciate nor believe in democracy. We as Biafrans are democratic by nature. We practiced democracy for more than 5,000 years before the British people came here and forced us into an unholy marriage with the Zulu, and then gave them the power to continue to kill us up to this day. Like I said earlier, the reason this man, Buhari, cannot appreciate the role of the judiciary in every democracy, in every political dispensation, is that he is a product of the House of Fulani feudal oligarchic system. They believe in the Rankadede life, Rankadede. They believe in subservience. They believe in kowtowing to the dictates of some other people that they see as lords. That is why today, not some bigwigs, or what you call big men, the privileged ones, do not support education for their poor. The reason is that when everyone in the North, when every House of Fulani child or person is educated, they will begin to, you know, become people of influence or know their rights. They will rise and become useful and very, very important members of society, in the sense that they'll begin to know their rights and contribute. So in order to continue to maintain their lordship over these people, in order to continue to maintain the master-slave relationship that is in it, that is natural to House of Fulani people, they make sure that their people, their poor, their majorities, remain uneducated. That is why, in spite of the fact that the Northerners, the House of Fulani people, have controlled power in the Zoo since the independence of the Zoo in 1960, they have controlled power for more than 40 years. Up to today, they are still the poorest in the entire Zoo. They suffer the worst diseases and they suffer the worst afflictions. So that is the lie. It is in that light that we should begin to appreciate why Buhari cannot respect or appreciate the role and importance of the judiciary in the Zoo called Nigeria, which is also why Buhari's anti-graft war has been identified as being sectional, vindictive, and hypocritical. One of the things that the Zoo media also threw up was that Afenifere, the pan-Yoruba sociocultural group, or whatever they call themselves, you know, is asking Muhammadu Buhari to make his corruption war, you know, all-encompassing. It shouldn't target a particular section of society. It shouldn't target only his political enemies. It shouldn't target people from some certain ethnic groups. Everybody knows it, and this is very correct. The biggest thieves in this country, in the Zoo called Nigeria, are the House of Fulani people. You hear that they are chasing people about for stealing 40 million naira, this and that. But the Zoo people, the House of Fulani people, do not steal in millions. They have even stopped stealing in billions. Now it is in trillions. And the case of Ibrahim Lamorde is a very good one. That man stole more than 3 trillion naira. His people welcomed him. The Arawa Consultative Forum gave him a chief county title, you know, and gave him a pat on the back. And today, nobody hears about him. He's somewhere enjoying the loot, you know, enjoying his own share of the loot. Because when he did this, he took it to his Arawa people, he took it to Muhammadu Buhari, and it was shared, and he got his own share. So anybody who is talking about corruption war, like these people have identified, like these Afenifere people have identified, anybody who is talking about anti-corruption war with respect to Muhammadu Buhari is wasting his time. Until Buhari opens the case, the investigation that is expected on the Halliburton scandal, until he does that, he is joking, because that is a multi-million dollar scandal, you know, which has Aisha Buhari neck deep in it. Aisha Buhari is neck deep in the Halliburton scandal. Olusegun Obasanjo is also there, and many powerful people in the North are also involved neck deep in the Halliburton scandal. Then the media, the Zulu media, also quoted Buhari as saying that killings in Africa must stop. I must confess, So when I read that, you know, I burst out laughing, because here is an arch genocidist. Here is a man who participated actively and directly in the murder of General Agu Yirunsi in what they called the reprisal coup of 1966. Here is a man who incited, encouraged, and participated in the 1996 pogrom against Biafran children, women, and men. Here is a man who directed, supervised, and participated in the genocide against Biafrans between 1967 to 1970, you know, in which millions of Biafran children, women, and men were slaughtered and massacred like animals. Here is a man who said that baboons and monkeys would soak in their own blood if he did not win the 2011 presidential election. And when Muhammadu Buhari lost that very election, he made his threat come true. He roused and incited his northern thugs into slaughtering more than 1,000 Biafrans. Buhari is still killing Biafrans up to this day. He is still killing many, many Biafrans today, even as we speak. Buhari is one of the people who institutionalized killings in Africa, which is why the suit against him at the International Criminal Court at The Hague is timely and welcome. Now, this man goes ahead to complain, you know, that Boko Haram terrorists are returning to embarrass his government. Like I said the other day, Boko Haram continues to slaughter people in the zoo called Nigeria on a daily basis. Just yesterday, more than 150 Nigerians were killed in Dalori, near Maiduguri, Borno State. I am saying 150 because when the zoo media tells you 85, when they write 85, in fact, any figure that the zoo media gives you, multiply that by 3. That is how you get the accurate figure of whatever they're talking about. So they said 85 were killed in Dalori. But I'm going to be kind, I'm going to be magnanimous, and I'll do a little arithmetic for them. That is 150 on average. And that shows that the government of Muhammadu Buhari is full of lies and pretense. They placed a media blackout on Boko Haram. Boko Haram kills people every day, but they continue to lie. And we should bear in mind that in that attack in Dalori, you know, some House of Fulani children were burnt alive. You know, much as that is regrettable, I must say that it is nemesis. These are the same people who starved more than 2 million different children to death. These are the same people, you know, who tied our military officers and police officers to the backs of moving vehicles and dragged them on tarred roads until their backs peeled off and, you know, their blood soaked the entire northern cities. Now, Buhari is raising alarm that terrorists, the Boko Haram terrorists, are returning to embarrass his government. Let us remind ourselves of the fact that Muhammadu Buhari created Boko Haram. He was one of the people who created Boko Haram. He nurtured them. He used them for his political purposes, for his political venture. And he rode on the back of Boko Haram into Aso Rock, where he is today. And the reason that Boko Haram has refused, the reason they have refused to stop attacking is that Buhari, their founder, their father, promised them that as soon as he entered Aso Rock, he will ensure the total Islamization of the zoo called Nigeria as Boko Haram demands. But now that he is sort of peddling, you know, at least he is still weighing his time. Not that Buhari has given up on Islamizing Nigeria, but he is, you know, doing it gradually. He started by filling every reasonable post in his government with House of Fulani people, all the major military leaders, officers, the chief of air staff, chief of defense staff, chief of naval staff, all of them are House of Fulani people. And then we talk about all the AIGs and even our commissioners of police in different states of the zoo. They are all House of Fulani. So now that is one of the ways that he wants to take it gradual, slow, in his implementation of Sharia across the length and breadth of the zoo called Nigeria, as he promised. So now, Boko Haram is being impatient with him. They want it immediately. They want it fast. But Buhari is telling them to slow down, that he's doing it. But they won't take that. They want to quicken the process of Islamizing Nigeria by renewing their attacks. Now, if anybody is in doubt that Muhammadu Buhari created or is the patron of Boko Haram, they should recall how he said that an attack on Boko Haram is an attack on Northern Nigeria. They should also remember how they nominated him to negotiate for them, and they should also remember how Buhari is totally and completely committed to the spread of Sharia across the length and breadth of the zoo called Nigeria. In other words, Boko Haram and Muhammadu Buhari practice the same version of Islam, and they have and believe in the same Islamic ideology. Now, I would, also like to react, to contribute with respect to what the APC is saying, with respect to Mbaka's transfer out of CKC Paris in Enugu. APC has alleged that some manipulations were involved in Mbaka's transfer. If we clearly recall, APC is a political party and not a religious organization. And why they should be worried that a priest who has served more than 20 years in a particular parish is being transferred out? Why APC should be concerned, raises much doubt. And there is no doubt, in fact, because it goes to show that Mbaka is a card-carrying member of the All Progressive Congress, the Boko Haram political arm. Everybody saw how he fraternized with them. And even before he gave that so-called prophecy that he gave, in which he said that Muhammadu Buhari would win the 2015 presidential election, he had already been made privy to the underground arrangement that Boko Haram APC party had made. And one of such was bringing in underage voters, children as young as 10, and then girls as young as 9, tie some babies, strap some babies to their backs, and let them push them to the pooling units. And then the use of aliens from Nigeria Republic and Chad, and all of that. He had been made privy to all of this, and it became crystal clear to Mbaka that his party, the All Progressive Congress, would certainly win the 2015 presidential election, which is why nobody should be surprised that Mbaka was weeping like a child when he was leaving the CKC Enugu. That is why we also continue to say that whoever sabotages or does anything against the spirit, against the restoration of the Republic of Biafra, will be disgraced by Tupu Okike Adeoma. And nobody should have any doubt about that. Here is a man, Mbaka, who is not a child. He knows that Buhari participated in the slaughter of Biafran children. He knows about all the genocide that these people have committed against our people, yet he continues to fraternize with them and continues to issue false prophecies, to support the APC political party to which he belongs. Again, another thing that caught my attention is that Dangote plans to establish power plants in Kano and Abuja. All of our people should know this. All those people who call themselves Igbos of Northern Nigeria and Igbos of Lagos or whatever they call themselves, you should ask yourself, why is Dangote not building his power plants in Enugu or in Iwacha or in Uyo? Why is he taking it to Kano and Abuja? Why is he not even building them in Lagos? That is to tell you all that these people know what they're doing. They keep shouting one Nigeria, that their acts, their conducts, and everything they do does not show that they believe that the zoo called Nigeria is one. Our people, if anything, are the ones who are trying, who are working hard to make the zoo one. But that in itself is a mistake, and that must be stopped. Our people must continue, you know, to see themselves, and correctly so, as Biafrans. And they must begin to return their property and investments back to Biafra land. And whoever lives wherever they live in the north, in Yoruba land, know that you are a stranger there. You will never become an indigene. They will never love you, and they will never see you as one of themselves, no matter how much they pretend. Bring back your investments to Biafra land and stop developing the lands of our enemies. Stop developing the lands of those who have killed you, who have killed your loved ones, and are still killing you. Stop giving them the economic power to fight us. Because when you take your industries and your businesses to the land of the Hausa Fulani people, to the land of the Yoruba traitors, you are providing them with employment. You are providing their youth with job opportunities. You are developing their land. You are increasing the value of their real estate. You're making their life more comfortable. You cannot continue to do that while our people suffer and land is back in Biafra land. While these people, you know, continue to enact and do everything that it can do to hold us down and to make sure that we are exterminated as a people. So it is on this note, Mayabu, Deputy Director, that, you know, I'll be thanking you very much, sir, for this opportunity. I thank all dear friends. You know, we all should remain resolute. We all should remain steadfast. We should never, ever give up. We are survivors of genocide. If we do not fight today, if we do not stand up for our rights, if we do not work towards restoring the Republic of Biafra, our nation, our children and our children's children are going to see even worse than we are seeing today. And I'm sure that none of us would like to have a child who will suffer, you know, like we're suffering today. Every reasonable mother and father prays and works to make life better for their offspring and for their future generation. If you as a Biafran want your children to be free from slavery, to enjoy their freedom, you know, to attain their highest God-given potential in life, you must support this struggle for the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. And that is the only way out. I thank you all and good night.
Thank you very much, Mbamo Nyuku. Well succinctly put, well compelling, and may God continue to bless you and family of IPOB around the world. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you, sir.
This is still Radio Biafra Live presentation. We played a number of clips to, of course, take us down memory lane. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I'm listening. Good evening, family.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Tim Wendos. I'm calling you from Upper West in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Well, go ahead.
Well, Uncle Richie, what baffles me most is the fact that there's few people, they all know the truth, but the truth has always been hidden, right from time immemorial. The truth has been hidden here in the zoo. If truth be told, Britain played a major role in the Biafran genocide. When the zoo people, they were killing us, they wanted to completely wipe out Biafra. But Britain intervened through the High Commissioner, Sir Colin Bruce, and his secretary, he was. That's notwithstanding, what I want to say this night to all the friends and friends of Biafra is, in 1990, there was a genocide in Rwanda when the Hutus singled out the 55 nation, just as the Zulu have singled out Biafra out. We don't like Hutus, because if we place our hope on humans, there is every possibility that they will fail us. Our hope should be placed in God, the maker of the heaven and the earth. And secondly, we should place our hope in our tongue and our hands. In the power of our tongue, prayer unto God, the maker of heaven and earth, and in the power of our hand for self-defense. That is the only watchword for Biafra now. We should behave like the Tutsis. I know how much the abandoned the Tutsis when the Hutus were killing them. That is how they have now. But we will surprise the world, we're going to shock the world when Tupou Dikadiama will arise in defense, because I believe our cry has gotten. As our director, he is a strong man, a man of, I don't know which word to classify him. He is a very strong man, a man of strong will and spirit. Nothing will happen to him. By God's grace, he will be released to us, and we shall witness Biafra in our own time, like our COT would always say. Thank you very much, Uncle Lucien. I must say, I must commend you. You are doing a very good job. Keep it going. I say more good to your elbow. Thank you, Biafra, friends of Biafra. Friends of Biafra, lovers of freedom, wherever you are, even though quickly admire us, even our secret admirer. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Good job going, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Next caller, can you hear me? Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, sir. Yeah, my name is calling from Igota.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. I'm a Biafran man. I just want to thank you for the good work that you have been doing for us. And also too, I'm very happy to be alive to see that yes, we are fighting for the restoration of Biafra. And you know, it's a very good opportunity that one can identify his leader when he says to save them. Our leader Mazin Nanikanu is fighting a very just cause, but there is something here is that one thing there is that there's no good things that come easily. So what I'll just say that then every Biafra should just remain resolute. That God will hear our prayer, not the world. We are not going to beg them to give us Biafra, but we are going to take Biafra by force. And one thing I want to make every Biafra to know is that one can break a single dynasty, but you cannot break a bundle dynasty. So together, we all, we are going to get Biafra. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm glad to hear your voice this night.
Thank you, and
I'm
God bless.
I'm listening to Radio Biafra right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next caller, can you hear me? You are not talking. The next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, welcome. It's a mention for good evening, sir. My name is Obiora Shukuje. I'm calling from Iguacha.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
I really thank you for the good work you're doing for Biafra, and I'm really happy to get you tonight.
The line is not there anymore, is wobbly. The next caller can hear me.
Hello?
Yeah, please turn the radio off. Turn the radio off, please. Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Turn the radio off. Turn the radio off, please. I can hear my voice in the background.
Okay. I'm coming now. Hello, are you hearing me now?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. Please, I'm more you, but I want to speak my language, please.
Then how do other listeners hear you? How would they understand what you're saying?
Okay. When I'm speaking
unless you speak English and then speak Igbo as well, if you want.
So okay, I'm speaking English. I'll see you too. I'm speaking for Ondo State.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, I'm hearing, by the grace of God, I'm a Biafran. So, I give God the glory for how you people, God has been using you people for us. I'm very, very grateful. My prayer is that this struggle will surely come to pass. God will help us. And not only that, I believe that our director, Nandi Kalu, we have been praying for him, and God Almighty will set him free and will come out with a good testimony by the power of God. I'm always praying for him that our prayer will be surely be answered. So I believe God. All the people, what the people of Zul is doing for Galazin TV. I heard the language, the word our director said, and I know that Almighty God will grant us favor from the Zul called Nigerian. So much, therefore, I'm very grateful. I'm happy to hear your voice and get you this evening. God bless you, sir.
God bless you too. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. For having me.
Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Go ahead, please. And your name and where you are, please. I can hear my voice on the background. Can you turn the radio off, please, or move away from it? Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead and give us your name and where you are, please. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program. I can hear my voice. Turn the radio off or move away from it, please.
Okay, okay. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Ibotta.
Thank you. I can still hear my voice and you're not listening. Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, your name and where you are, please. Yes, hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Please, can you try to speak up?
My name is Sonny Nawal. I'm from Nkano in the Middle States. That's all I'm.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I thank God for your life. I never know that you see you and all these people are doing this life. Thank God for your life. Thank God for the life of the director. God is good to help people out. I'm the assistant coordinator in my zone. I told you the year. In my word.
That right, thank you.
That's what will come. And you come in Jesus' name.
He said, thank you very much and keep on keeping on.
Thank you very much. It's a wonderful man. I've never seen a man like in my life. I thought that's a good gun.
I'm an honest man
in New Zealand.
I'm flattered.
Thank God for your life.
But the most important thing is that we must appreciate that the job is not done. The journey has just begun. So let everybody continue to do what they are doing until we get our freedom. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good night, sir. Bye-bye, sir.
Thank you. Good night. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Gabriel Lelever. I am from Kana local government area. I'm calling from Iguacha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir.
Hello? I don't know what's going on. Can you hear me? No. Next caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra Live presentation on this day, the 29th of February 2016. Very special announcement once more. The IPOB family in the United Kingdom will be embarking on a mega protest on the 2nd of March 2016. That is precisely on Wednesday. And we are enjoining every IPOB family member, even those in Europe, to join hands and make that all-important mega protest a successful one. If you miss your job, if you skip your job, if you skip your contract or business, it is not too much for our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Come out and make that mega protest a worldwide one. That is an opportunity once again to launch Free Nnamdi Kanu campaign, because we are moving in another extraordinary stage, because we are faced with extraordinary circumstance, and therefore we have to apply extraordinary methods and tactics and strategy. The IPOB family members once again in the United Kingdom will be meeting in London, precisely in front of the Houses of Parliament on Wednesday, the 2nd of March 2016, on a mega protest, strictly for our leader Nnamdi Kanu, and the time is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the evening. And we are enjoining every IPOB family member to make it to that event. Skip work, skip your business. It is not too much, we repeat. It is once in a life opportunity. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu has consistently defended our positions and has indeed tenaciously applied himself to the total emancipation of Biafran, Biafran people. The ideals of freedom that we so much cherish has been his goal, and he has not wavered. He has not disappointed us, and so we will not disappoint him. The time is now. This is Radio Biafra live presentation once more. The number to call remains +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me? They are not talking. The next caller, your name and where you are, please. I don't understand this. Net caller, can you hear
hello?
Me? Yes, hello. Good evening. Welcome
hello?
To the program.
Okay. Yeah, welcome, sir. Which number phone? Good evening. Which number phone?
Good evening. Please, I can hear my voice on the background. That is to say that the radio is on. If you can, turn it off or move away from it.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening, my phone. I'm very grateful to hear your voice today. Hello?
Hello, go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead. What is your name?
I'm from Enugu State.
Yes.
My name is Christian Eze from Enugu State.
Right, thank you.
But I'm calling from Zoo, being on those states.
Right, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. Please, I'm very good. I'm one of the ATOB member. I'm a PRO. In Ondo Town. That's you.
Yes.
I'm Pierre in Ondo Town. So I'm very grateful. Since Nnamdi Kanu was in studio, I've been trying to get you, but I couldn't be able to get you. So I'm very happy today to get you.
So yes, as you know, only one person can speak at a time. As you are talking to me now, as you are talking to the whole world, nobody else can talk. That is how it is.
Yes.
So
okay.
Go ahead.
You're welcome, sir.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. I'm very happy for what is happening. I know that the zoo called Nigeria, they are tired. They are falling already because what happened last court shows that Nigeria have nothing to say about our leader. They have no any evidence to confirm whatever the man have done to them. The man done nothing to deserve such intimidation and harassment and even torture. But I'm very grateful and thank Chukwu Kagama for making it possible for us. For making it possible that we did not become stay strong. No matter how tortured they are, they have died. We thank God very much. But I say, my deputy director, I thank you. I have never seen in fact, because for all worldwide, all the problems we still are coming and working furiously for our own freedom. I think, like I said, God bless you, bless your family, bless anything you are doing, bless you forever for us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
You say, and bless you too. Everybody has a stake in this journey, and if you do your own, I do my own. That is to say, we are making progress. Thank you very much, and keep on keeping on.
Okay, thank you very much. May God bless you.
Bless you too. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, my deputy.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Okay, this is John Obudo calling from Iwacha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I want to use the opportunity to thank all the whole members of IPOP worldwide and my good friend Ojukwu for your support. And this moment, so many problems happen in Iguacha now. Police goes soon. All the way then being the Obibo Junction.
Do you mean today? What happened?
Yeah. what they're doing now, we can ban the old people. And like if you some people, if you are going to ban, they will clear your vehicle, touch your phone, they say anything, Biafra, they will detain you. And some issue you are doing, they will ask you, are you a Biafra, are you a Nigerian? That's the rubbish thing they are doing in the watcher.
That is terrible. That is terrible. But our people must remain reasonable. Go ahead.
Yes. And so many things will happen with Watcha. They're killing our youth quickly because of election coming in the Rivers State on 19th, because of House of Assembly and Senate on 19th of March. We call the war army soldier that have phone in the Watcha town. What they're doing, so I know some water side issue. They're moving there. If they see a young boy on the street passing, they will hold him and say, you caught him. That issue was then given in Igbocha, killing innocent people, causing problems. And he said, any people would have said, I said, yeah, many times, then go what it costs. In Igbocha, it comes from them, the water side, they have waterfront, all those waterfront areas. So what they're doing sometimes, that we are the most thing going down. If they see where boys and four gathered discussing, they'll handcuff you. I think that what they're doing, all the good Igbocha, so youth line is very careful, because they're causing problems. Look at what they have caused in Ogoni, killing innocent soul because of APC and what APC to rule in Rivers State, causing many problems in Niger Delta and Southeast. They go, things happening in Southeast, like Ebonyi State. Many of them complain about Boko Haram farming. Those farming people doing farm, they use their Nama, destroying their farm because they want to show only them not the king of food, doing nonsense, causing problems in this country. We don't need to want to go. Please, we want to go our land, we want to go Biafra, God's own state. We don't, not the Arabic people, we're not terrorists, we're Christian people. All the whole world, now listen, look at what they're doing our people in our back, cleaning nonsense soon, doing nonsense things. Some of Hanesendibo, you can go see your Hanesendibo. Senior people is dying. You don't talk anything, collecting bribe. But as the history of Nanda has given because of betray our people. Are you hear any voice of your family? Because any Igbo, look at Never Father Mbaka, you're a man of God to support your people. You're supporting Buhari, a man, a terrorist man, praying for him, say they want to kill him. He's a dead man. God, what are you doing? All the man of God didn't talk about this Biafra. You don't worship any of man of God, any world. You didn't talk about the Biafra, the suffering, our people suffering in this world. You're not worshiping God. Some of our man of God, do you love me, supporting Buhari? Talk about this Biafra. It's important thing because God needs us to. God knows, so it's time we have to go. It's time we have to go. You big man in Igbo land, any world, don't support this thing. So, sometimes we feel present to see our people, they like it, but they cannot fit come out. Do you rubbish? Your Hanes Zendibo and Wazirike Masop want to betray our people. Any man of Igbo land, any man of Niger Delta, planning for fighting against Biafra, let the Chukwuka Biafra send you dead. Anywhere you are, any member of Biafra, don't support this Biafra. Whatever you lay your hand, you shall never prosper. Anything you lay your hand, you will suffer it. Any Biafra member, any word, you hear our voice this moment. This is the time you can come back and support this thing. This word God has ordained it. I pray about it. I find it. Any of man who didn't support him, any person who didn't support this Biafra, anywhere you are, anything you lay your hand, you never prosper. You will suffer and die. Any person betray our people. Those army, Boko Haram, they are full in the army, clean our people, innocent people, clean always, think this world is their own. Listen to me, this time around, give your life to Christ and support this thing. George, look at them, say, George, how many times, by the grace of God, I know our leader will release from that 7 or 10 for the end, our leader will release. Thank you, my deputy.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We are live with our next caller. Can you hear me? They are not talking. The next caller, Are you hearing me? Can you talk now?
Yes.
Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
All right. My name is Ugo, and I'm calling from Okona, Enugu.
Thank you very much. Is Enugu FM radio station working? Is it working?
Yes, exactly, Uche. I'm receiving from FM right away.
Right. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Please, I want to thank you very much, Uche Mefo, and the rest of our brothers over there who are doing great work. You people are the voice of the speechless ones. You don't even know what you are doing to us here in different land. We are just like children that has no parents. But thank Chukwu Okike Abiamah that you rose up and stand fit for your children. You represent us a lot. We thank Chukwu Okike Abiamah for providing people like you. And you follow our leader Nnamdi Kanu. We have vowed not to go back about you. We will continue to support him. We will continue to come out to protest about him any time you ask us to do that in this Biafran land. No matter how effort the wicked ones put to stop us, they will not. There's something that people do know. You don't even know that somebody laid the foundation of the earth and the person is watching the whole world. As they keep quiet, watching Biafrans dying in the hands of the wicked ones. They have done it before and they want to start it again, which we know that Almighty God Chukwu Okike Abiamah will not let them to succeed. Uchenefo, please, I want to beg you that in our this Biafran land, we need mega protests also, just like the London issue only that you're talking about. The next protest in Biafran land is supposed to be a mega protest, and everyone should take note because you always make a statement over that, but sometimes people, they don't listen to you. So I thank you very much. I thank all the rest of our brothers over there who are in the same position, working hardly like you, which is we appreciate. We talk good about you, and the people of the Kadena will continue to protect you as he's protecting him and the Kalo in the hands of the wicked one, and he will give you more strength to fulfill this cause. May the Almighty God, whom we rely on, continue to do what is right. You know, he has time for everything. He doesn't behave like human. People are saying different kind of things that where is their God? Their God is not keeping quiet. We don't want to help them. We are not asking you, any of you who are saboteurs, because the amazing side of this, some of our brothers are saboteurs. They don't like good things, but they will be surprised when the time comes. They too, they will see how the Almighty God knows things. As I said, if you are a politician in Biafran land, imagine wicked. If you have vowed and decided to kill your people, I'm sorry for you. You think you own the world. You are not. You are not. I don't know the reason why people fail to reason. Remember, no matter the amount of money you have, when the time comes, you die. Why is it like that? It's an evidence that proves and shows that there are somebody who owns life. You people have decided to marginalize and to kill us. But I'm telling you that you will not do this forever. That is the promise I'm giving to you. Time will come when the owner of the world will come against you, and there will be no savior for you. Uchemefa, I thank you very much for your great work. As I said before, my name is Ugo. I'm calling from Gari Kenubu, Okonano. We are with you because of you people are in the right side. And that's the reason why the Nigerian government cannot do anything. They have nothing to offer. Imagine coming to court with masquerade. It's a shameful thing. It's an evidence, and it will continue to prevail until the end of this season, until the end of this struggle. We will win. As Nnamdi Kanu, our leader, I continue to say, we will continue. We will follow him until the end of this struggle because we are going to win. Thank you very much, Uche Mefo. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. We are all in this together. Everybody has a particular contribution to make to this struggle, to advance it, to move it forward. And so if you do yours and I do mine, that is to say we are making tremendous progress. And I salute the courage of all IPMFI members, each and every one of us in different parts of the world, for their invaluable contribution so far. But I must warn that the journey has just begun, because as you make progress, more challenges come. And this is the situation in which we are. A situation where they have singled us out for total destruction. They don't want to know anything again. The only thing they want to know is that wherever they are, wherever Biafrans are, they must be hunted down. And therefore, we are in extraordinary circumstance and situation. And therefore, we must apply extraordinary solution, extraordinary method and strategy to it. Welcome to this special situation in which we are. But one thing is clear. With total commitment, will total unadulterated application of ourselves to duty, we will get there. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The next caller on the line. Yes, hello? I don't understand it. And that's a caller from Australia. Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, your name and where you are. I don't understand this still. Next caller, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, the next caller. Good evening, welcome to the program. I can hear my voice on the radio. Please turn the radio off or move away from it.
I have already done that, my deputy director.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, my goodness. You are blessed, my brother.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you very much, my blessed brother. My name is Echidike Wadogu. I'm calling from Obosi, Anambra, Jafalan.
Thank you. Go ahead. Foremost,
thank you very much. First and foremost, I want to thank all our leaders all over the world. I can't make sure the name one by one. All right. But I want to thank you, all of you, for your good work to restore this our nation, Jackson. Because we are not living a life that a normal human is supposed to live. We are suffering, especially in Jafaland here. We are a slave to Hausa Fulani. Even one of Hausa man told me that the body told them that we Jafar are slaves to them. We are slaves to them. But I told him that slave is going to end. And that is the reason why you see all our brothers, governors, senators, and the House of Assembly, when now Buhari the killer, Buhari the pedophile, the terrorist, kill us, kill our brethren, and nobody will talk about us. But you see the time that Muhammad, the time of Jonathan, that Jonathan arrested Boko Haram and they killed some of them. And the northern elders summoned courage, even though those people are terrorists, but the northern elders summoned courage to tell Jonathan to stop killing their father. But we are doing something divine. Something is going to benefit everybody. Something everybody is going to enjoy. I live life like a human being. And Muhammad Zaria, the killer, are killing us. And no one is talking.
no governor is talking, no influence on this so-called elders is talking, no this House of Assembly and the Senate, no one is talking, because they are there for their purpose. When the election time reaches down, they will say, hey, my good people, come and vote, come and do this, come and do that. All these our brothers, we go and start to vote. So my brothers, I'm telling you the truth that these people are evil. All these governors are evil. All these elders, they are evil. All these House of Assembly, they are evil. This is time that we must be resolute. What we need is Jaffa, nothing anymore. Look at Nnamdi Kanu and the other our leaders. They have all it takes to enjoy their life, but they are not selfish. They throw all these things away. Say that the life that their brothers are living in this construction is not good, but they are going to do what? Restore our nation. Look at it now, the coming today in the state of enemy. My brother, this is what I remember. I'm ready to give my life. Even though I've already escaped them on the 17th December at Cambridge. But I'm still resolute. But even though it will take my life for the effort to come, I must give my life. Even though it will do, we say, people are there to come and give their life so that this Jaffa will stay. I will come and give it. Because this life that we are living today is not a life. We are living life like animals. We are living life. So my dear brothers, wherever you are, even those that are in our diaspora, that are their slumber, wake up now and join this struggle. Wake up wherever you are. Stop living in secret. Support even those our brothers. Stop living in secret. Support. In anywhere you can support, both in financial, both in education, both in any way that you can support, wake up and support it so that we can achieve our end. Live. I'm begging you so that we live the life like a normal man did. My dear deputy director, each other for. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, Sir Regeli. Thank you. So that you are not clean for. Thank you, which are not clean. Thank you, Barista. Thank you, all of you.
Much thank you and God bless you. The caller on Skype can hear me. Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon, and good afternoon to all dear friends all over the world. My name is Obidio Bieno. I'm calling from Los Angeles here in California, United States. By the special grace of God, I am serving as the national coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra here in the United States.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mazi Mefo. Mazi, I just want to make a quick announcement for Biafrans in the United States. I am here to announce that there's going to be a rally to call for the release of our director in Washington, Capitol Hill in Washington, come this upcoming Monday, a week from today. It is the 7th day of March, 2016. The United States IPOB members and all Biafrans, not just people who are already establish themselves as IPOB members, but we are calling on all Biafrans and lovers of freedom to please endeavor to attend this rally to call for the release of our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. As you all know, our leader has no business with prison if he wasn't for speaking for all of us. He has no business to find himself where he's right now languishing if it wasn't for the love he has for his people. And he came out to speak this truth. He came out mobilizing everyone he came out speaking and galvanizing his people to stand up and do the right thing and take what belongs to them rightfully. That's why he is in this mess, so to speak. So we have to return that love to come out in mass and request for or call for the demand of the release of our leader. Again, it's in Capitol Hill, Washington. Is going to start from 7 a.m. 10 a.m. on March the 7th, 2016. March 7th is going to be on Monday, and it's going to start from 10 a.m. Mazimefo, please, I do want to appeal to you if you can also continue this announcement for the subsequent broadcast. That will be appreciated because a lot of people might be at work now. They may not hear the announcement, but I'm calling all Biafrans, all well-meaning Biafrans, all Biafrans that love their freedom, all Biafrans that understands what it is to be free, to show up in Capitol Hill, Washington, on Monday the 7th at 10 a.m. We will be out there speaking to the Congress to ask them to call for the release of our leader, who has been kept in isolation, who has been kept in detention for simply asking for his right. Our leader is languishing in jail despite three court orders to have him released. The British are still mute on this situation. He is a British citizen, and they are mute because they are the ones that is on top of all this. They are the ones that is making this big old mess. It's high time for our people to realize that no one else is going to speak for you, but you're going to speak for yourself. Remember, when you are silent, that means you consented to what is going on with you. Silent, they say, is consent. So if our people do not come out to speak against this evil, that means you appreciate evil. I know a lot of people are waiting, watching from their windows, watching from here and there. Some are even in the habit of trying to sneak in here and there and look for one gossip or the other, or look for one story or the other, so they can go about telling stories. This is not time to tell stories. Let me make it maybe simpler for every Biafran that is here who is of about 50 years or 45 or 40 years. You have only 25 more years, maybe 30 or 35 more years. And as you know, the time runs by so fast. If you don't go home, if you don't speak against this evil that I've meted on our people, no one else can do it for you. Just forget it. If we miss this opportunity to go home, if we miss this opportunity to take back what rightfully belongs to us, just forget it. All your deceits about one Nigerian and this and that is of no use, because in the next 20 years, what you're going to see there, or whenever you say you want to travel home, is going to be a different story, and no one will save you. I just want to tell you, it's 25 added to what you have today. For people that are in their 70s, I don't know what to make of them, but you guys should all come out and support what we're doing, because what we're doing is not against the law. We want out of this contraption called Nigeria. We don't want to continue. We have been set back 100 years. We have been pushed back. We have been killed. We have been maimed. We have been massacred. Our children have been decimated. Oh, where will I start? You are completely disenfranchised politically, socially, culturally, religiously. How else can someone tell you about what you are going through? What is the essence of arguing with brothers? And of course, you know that you are in a deep mess. What is the essence? So please, I am calling on all Biafrans we are going to be marching in front of the Capitol Hill. Come this Monday, a week from today, 7th March at 10 a.m., Capitol Hill in Washington. I know I'm hoping to see each and every one of you there. And like I said, it's not just for IPOB members. Whether you are a Biafran stay hiding, please show up there. And I do want to use this privilege to extend my greetings to all Biafrans all over the world. Our people back home, I give you guys a big shout out. I keep giving you guys a big shout out. For our people in Europe, the people in Rome that did us proud yesterday, I applaud your effort, and this is how it's supposed to be. I want to thank each and every one of you, wherever you are. I want to say hello to director's wife and director, wherever you are. God is watching over you. Nothing is going to happen. I do want also to say hello to Carol Monday. I have not heard from you for a very long time. Please, Romonde, you know you're a Biafra. Chidima, please come to us, and we want to hear your voice. I want to thank Biafrans wherever they are. And please keep on doing what you're doing, or do even more. And most importantly, remain humble, remain truthful, remain faithful. Remember, it's only the truth that can set us free. And whereby that truth is lacking, we will not be free. So please, I implore each and every one of you to do more, to make sure, to do more. We already know that God ordained this project. He's just waiting for us to pick up our mantles. He's just waiting for us to play our own role so we can go home. Mazi Mefo, I want to thank you so much for what you're doing and standing for director, standing humbly for him. I want to also say hello to all the coordinators here in the United States. All of you are doing a great job. Please, all the coordinators, you know yourselves. I'm not usually a praise singer, but it's only God who knows what you're doing for Biafra. And God, in his infinite mercy, will reward you, each and every one of you that are serving your country truthfully. Thank you so much, my friend, and keep on keeping on. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. And as you bless you in the United States, precisely in front of Capitol Hill, may God Almighty continue to guide and grant us to victory. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. You will.
This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We are moving forward. The number to call remains +447 405 9614. Caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited to hear by name by God raise the National Connector of Ghana.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to use this opportunity and thank all the Christians all over the world, all the principal officers, our members in Italy, and thank them for the marvelous work they did today. May she cover my grandmother and thank them more in the 1990s.
You say?
My deputy director, please, I have a complaint to make, please. Concerning monthly dues, we have paid. We have paid December, January, February, the 400 pounds levy, €400 levy, we have paid also, and it's never been announced yesterday. And the things I assume the office, I paid the first one, but the payment was not announced, you know, and something is affecting me. So, and then my mentor here,
okay, my brother. What I suggest you do is to contact our sister, Lenia, the financial officer, please. It is very important. Even if you say it several times on air, it won't solve the problem. So I would suggest that you go through to her and sort it out, please.
Certainly, sir. But, you know, I forwarded the dollar to Africa Res, and they promised to forward it to her. And I even have her own email. I would have forwarded it directly to her.
But the question is, is it through the Africa Rep that you forward your receipt to her?
Yes, I forward the receipt to Africa Res.
Yeah, but is it how you have been doing it before?
Yeah, that's how we'll be doing it, because we forward to Africa Res. That is the Chukwu.
Okay,
yeah?
Okay. Now, my brother, I have suggested a very viable option for you, which is to get through these principal officers of state, the continent, the Africa Rep, or our assistant in there, and sort this out. I'm sure it will be sorted out.
Okay, sir, but I prefer if I can get her, her email address, so that I can also forward the seller to her direct, so that,
Yes, you can get the contact, not on air here. You can get the contact.
Okay, please.
She's on Facebook, and you can get in touch with her. You can also get in touch with her through the Africa Rep that you forwarded something to.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
There are a number of things that, of course, we need to, of course, look at again. The headlines we read before regarding people who are being used by the Nigerian murderous security agents, and indeed Buhari, especially people from Biafraland, especially those who have brought out themselves, who have taken bribe to come and testify against our leader Nnamdi Kanu. There are a number of leads that some people who call themselves Biafrans are gathering, and they have taken bribe. They are going to testify against our leader Nnamdi Kanu. But the unfortunate thing is that they are going to be masquerades, and it's very ridiculous. But what we are telling you is that testifying against our leader Nnamdi Kanu means fighting with the spirit of our gallant heroes and heroines who have paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. But indeed, we are waiting for those witnesses to come up. I'm sure they are not credible witnesses. It is either they are giving money, they have been induced, or that they are sworn enemies of our leader Nnamdi Kanu. But the world is waiting, and we are watching with keen interest. I don't know what you are going to come and testify against our leader Nnamdi Kanu. There are those who are within the Biafra Restoration family and who are working with the enemies. We are warning you that it is not going to be business as usual. This is a spiritual warfare we are on, and you are fighting the spirit of our heroes and heroines who have paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. They are in their millions. They are men, women, and children. And may you never have peace. Ohaneze Ndị Igbo are cornering all the avenues, people who are coming to see IPOB family members are being cornered by Ohaneze Ndị Igbo. They are making deals, collecting money in the name of IPOB. There are also those who call themselves elders of Biafra, Biafran Council of Elders. These are old men and women politicians. Some of them are younger. We are telling you that you will not succeed. And we are urging everyone to be vigilant, to be at alert. Ohaneze Ndị Igbo has gone to Buhari to tell him that the only way that Biafra agitation will be quelled is by constructing roads and by building some federal government structures in Biafra land. We are telling everybody who cares to know. We are sending this as a warning that Ohanaeze Ndigbo does not represent IPOB, and we have no business to do with them. It is late, as a matter of fact, for the zoo called Nigeria. We don't want any development anymore. We don't want any federal government presence in Biafra land anymore. We don't want good roads anymore. We don't want water. We don't want anything. We, the Biafrans, we build our infrastructures. There is no other way of doing it. It is too late for the zoo called Nigeria. Not after killing millions of our youths, men, women, and children. You now turn around and tell us that you want to give us more states. You want to give Southeast or South South more states. You want to build schools. You want to build roads. You are all hypocrites. It is too late for you. We are moving forward, and the destination is Biafra. All those who are sabotaging the effort of Biafrans all over the world must pay a price for it. We are telling everybody to have this at the back of their mind that Ohanaeze Ndigbo is not representing IPOB. We have never contacted them, and we are not intending to. Anybody dealing with Ohanaeze Ndigbo on behalf of IPOB is a rogue, and that person should be treated as such. They have been collecting money from Buhari on behalf of IPOB and saying that they are negotiating the release of our leader Nnamdi Kanu. What a hypocritical and criminal stance and conduct. You will all fail, and may the souls of our gallant heroes and heroines who have paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom continue to haunt. May they continue to hound. May they continue to torment all of you. Not only you, but your families and generations to come. Until you repent. Until you abandon this nefarious, heinous, vicious conduct of yours. They say that Buhari should come and build roads and erect some federal government structures in Biafra land. That is the only way to quell Biafra agitation. We are not, as a matter of fact, basing our agitation on that. What we want is freedom. And with freedom comes development, comes progress, comes everything you can think of that is good for development of mankind. We have gone past that stage. The late People's General made an audacious case for Biafra restoration and for the way forward in Abori, Ghana. Gowon reneged on that promise, and what followed was the massacring, the decimation of a cross-section of Biafran population. There were men, women, and children massacred in cold blood. Until date, no perpetrator has been brought to book as a result of it, and they are flying one Nigeria in our faces and think that somehow there will be no retribution and that we should sweep it under the carpet. And some unscrupulous, corrupt individuals in Biafra land, they call themselves elders, they call themselves Ohanaeze Ndigbo, they call themselves Igbo Zume, they call themselves Igbo leaders of thought, they call themselves Akikenga. They are everywhere political contractors. They deal with our enemies. They deal with the Hausa Fulanis. They collect money from them and tell them, yes, we know how to deal with them. They are our sons and daughters. They are our youths. We know how to deal with them. May you never know peace until you repent. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. Once again, on this day, the 29th of February 2000. And 16, we are live where Direct God Almighty is in charge, but we will be descending to ending this program anytime from now. The number to call remains +447 405 964 146 +447 405 964 146. A quick reminder once more that the IPOB UK family will be meeting on a mega protest in front of the Houses of Parliament on Wednesday, the 2nd of May 2016. The time is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and we are urging everyone, every IPOB family member, and indeed all friends of Biafra, to come and help make that protest a worthwhile one and a successful one indeed. It is a protest, of course, initiating our campaign, Free Nnamdi Kanu campaign, our leader. This campaign cut across board. It doesn't matter whether you are an IPOB family member. It doesn't matter whether you are a friend or an enemy. It cut across board. This is Radio Biafra once more, and we are moving forward. The next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Good evening, welcome to our program. Well, not sure what is happening to your line. It is not very clear, and I may suggest you do something and come back. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you still hear me? Next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello, Deputy Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Udo Livinus from Adia State, in the Afra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Please, I want to use this opportunity to speak concerning what is going on in this Biafra land. First of all, I want to talk to Britain. You know, Britain, they forget there is God in heaven who judges every affairs, everything that goes under the sun. They fail to know that they have failed, they have gone control against the will of God. First and foremost, they came into Africa, they removed ancient landmarks. God Almighty have made it that Biafrans will be in this eastern region, while the northerns will be at their own side and southerns will be at their own side. The Britain came and removed the old landmark of God, according to as it is written in the book of Proverbs chapter 23, verse 10. The Bible says, do not remove the ancient landmark, nor enter the field of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is mightier, and he will plead their cause against you. Return, you have to remember that God Almighty is seeing what you are doing against the Biafrans. You have removed the ancient landmark, removing nation and joined to nation because of your covetousness and envy, because of your criminology, taking indirect way, taking the oil from the Biafra land, God's own gift, the gift that God gave to Biafrans and not to you, Britain, and not to the northerners. It is the gift of God and not the gift. It is not man-made. It is not we, the Biafrans, that put the oil in the land of Biafra. It is God Almighty that put the oil. But out of your covetousness and envy, you have come to steal, to elude, to make yourself great Britain. It is out of stealing you make yourself a great nation. Remember, the word of God says, God has said it in the same book, that he that rolled a stone against his own people, that stone shall surely return back to him. And whosoever that digging a pit against us, that pit shall he fall. Pretend, mind you, you have pointing your finger against the eyes of God, and the Almighty God is watching, and he must surely judge you people. You must surely be judged. Don't hand your hands together. The wicked shall never go unpunished. Unless you repent and remove your hands from the land of Biafra, remove your hands totally from everything concerning Africa, because you have stolen and you have destroyed nations in order to make yourself great. But you fail to know that God Almighty takes account of everything that is going on here. He will judge you. Surely you will be judged. That speech you are digging against Biafra, you will surely fall in, you pretend. You British, you must surely fall into the pit you are digging against the Biafra. The stone you are rolling against us will surely come back to you people. And also Americans, who are joining them just for this recent to join with Muhammad Buhari to fight against the Biafrans, cannot go well with you people. God Almighty is on our side. We must surely judge you people. That bit you are digging against us, you must surely fall into it. That stone you are rolling against us must surely return back to you people. Unless you repent, remember nations of the world who stand against the children of God. How God. So I am pleading and asking you, return. For God said, remember there is God in heaven who will judge you people. Remove your hand from the land of Biafra. And you, Muhammad Buhari, that said, go on the Abun, the Mutani, with the Sunaka, Sariki in Yamiri, with the Sunagirinka. Soon as in Nigeria, Suna Giama Yazu, Ijeki Kawo, Kudi Kajara, with it in Yamiza, Beri Biafra. Suna Lala Chi, Suna Giama Bumbans, done it. Come on, the Suna Giama, Amasusha, I'm the Munasu Biafra. Kupinaka, to be the Mutaninka, Ariwa, Ujinaku, Uberimu Biafra. My dear brother, thank you for what you are doing for us. May God bless you. That's what I want to say as of now. I'm a servant.
Yeah, thank you very much. Unfortunately, I think that line is off. Thank you very much. God bless you and bless the family of IPOB around the world. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We will take one or two more calls and, of course, the sign to end in this program. Next caller, can you hear me? I can hear my voice in the background. The radio is on. Can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you. Good evening, here.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. Good evening, my deputy director. My name is Chukwu Emeka. I'm calling from Accra, Ghana.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. So please, I'm very grateful to be able to be on today to speak with you. And I say may God Almighty continue to give you the strength, give you the energy. That sometimes when I listen to the radio, I became so surprised. All you have been doing every day, coming onto the radio, making us to know that yes, we have a hope. And I thank you, and I pray that God Almighty will continue to give you the strength. And all of you over there that have made this thing to be something that you can be able to rejoice for, I strongly believe that God Almighty will take us through and bring us to where we're supposed to be, which is Biafra.
You say, and you too, God bless you.
I also use this opportunity to say something that, because today I was listening to the news from channels, and Buhari was saying about what's happening in Agatu, that he regret the incident and he's appealing to the people that he will make sure that such a thing will not happen again.
He's a hypocrite.
I have to ask myself. When the militants did something at Niger Delta or somewhere there, he gave an order to the elders of the place to make sure they produce the people. Why not tell those because all these Fulani men, they have representatives, they know themselves, and I expected them to give an order so that they can produce those people that went on to massacre some individuals. So it's something that sometimes I look at the situation and I wonder my people, all of our people, dear friends, that always used to like to vote for some people that want to represent them in Nigeria. I
always ask them, who are you voting for? Voting for somebody who is against you? For me, I'll just say, nobody should ever attempt voting. Like they say that now that some elections are coming over in Bayelsa or whatever, or Rivers. Well, I'm just advising that we should be able to know ourselves, know those who are with us and know those who are against us, so that they should know the right thing to do. Not to waste your time and go and vote for enemy who cannot even say what. They will come and kill you, and the person will not mind you. And then tomorrow, he'd like to come and leave whatever you're doing and go and vote for him. It bothers me so much, and sometimes I cannot, you know, comprehend what I would say. But I will always continue to thank you, and I pray that God Almighty continue to give you the grace that I will continue to lead us as we wait the arrival of our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. Thank you so much, and thank God, dear friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you turn the radio off, please? I can hear my voice very clear. No, I can't take it. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello, my deputy director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Good evening.
Yes, sir. My name is Chinedu Ahmad. I'm coming from Ugocha in Biafra land. Good evening, sir.
Thank you. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have this opportunity to talk to all these Ohanaisian Igbo and Akikenga who want their children to remain for slave forever. They are not going to remain for slave forever. They are the people who died before us, because the young shall grow. All these Ohanaisian Igbo want to be hosted witness for our leader, Director Nnamdi Kanu. I'm praying for them that they will not see the darkness in their life, including that guy from Omaha, who knows that his brother was fighting for our own future. Who knows that our brothers who have traveled and know the chicken that they are picking up here, and we have a lot to now start eating drive concerning our life. It will not be better for them. And even their children will die one by one. Look at our brothers and sisters dying from massacred blood, and they are not talking. You know something happened in our side? Take it serious. In our own side, the Biafra land here, we don't have our elders, and we will not have elders, because God will punish them. God will show them that God is going to disgrace them one by one. One day, they will die one by one, one after one, and they will die, and they will come to this place like a world, and God is going to, there is something that is going to swallow them as far as the land of Biafra is concerned. These our brothers are dying because of our freedom. They will go to judge them, and they will fight for them. They will look for them one by one, in Jesus' name.
You say, thank you. Thank you very much.
My deputy director, continue. I know that before you started this movement, God has already given you strength. And we are praying for you, praying for director, praying for everybody that is taking concern on this journey. God will continue blessing all the IPOB. Even if...
Can you hear me? I say amen to that. I say amen to that. A prayer, and may God bless you and the family of IPOB around the world. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello. My name is Mokisimbi.
Your voice is a bit faint. Can you try to speak up, please?
Okay, my name is Moke Sina, I'm calling from Ibosha.
Right, thank you very much. Go ahead.
I was very happy to hear from you today. Sir, I don't have much to say, but I just want to pray for our director.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Lord Chukwudi Abiama, I thank you for our director, the great man of our time. I thank you, Chukwudi Abiama, for you made it possible for us
to see this man through. Father, at the end, bless that man. His name is Namdi Kano. Our God is it. Father, you will bring him out for us to cherish him once again and hear his voice. I thank you, Mr. Mekos. May God continue with his friend. May God continue to bless all IPOC members worldwide. Your enemy will come, but at the end, they will fail. That is,
you say?
At the end, the extra will pop. Thank you, Mr. Mekos. My name is Phil. His name is Moki Sunde. I'm from Abakiliki. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening, my deputy director. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead, please.
Okay, my director. My name is Ikechukwu Clifford. So, my deputy, I really appreciate what you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafra. My own advice just go and like this, come to the last speaker stage, then we wanted to remind the Britons of what they are doing, the part they are playing. In fact, I don't know, these people, I think that they are the one that colonized this contraction called Nigeria. And if they are really a good father, when you see the people you colonized, that they have a problem. I think what you're supposed to do is to go and find out their differences. The difficulty to do it, which means that they are not the father. Therefore, I think what we are doing now, all of us will now focus our hope towards the Almighty God. Then let the people also know that the whole country that it was true that the children of Israel will not pass through their land and that Israel will not be free. Believe me, maybe they have forgotten. God made that defeat them one after another. So let them get that one in mind, that the IPOB, the indigenous people of Biafra, they are choosing one of the Almighty. Let them be careful with the road they are playing towards this our pursuit. So, my deputy, I really appreciate you and the other officials. May God be your strength. Keep on and keep on moving until Jaffa actualizes. May the Lord be with us in the name of your Yeshua.
Amen. Issa, thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The next caller on the line. Can you hear me? They are not talking. Next caller, your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program. And try and turn the radio off, please.
It's okay. Hello.
Hello, go ahead, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Sir, my name is Isai. I'm calling from Niger State.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, what I was thinking about, you know, this was amazing. You know, they have owed enough. And what they are telling to the new ones is not advisable, is not good. What they're supposed to do is let them come down and forget about the taking bribery, because taking bribery will not answer our problems. They never do anything since long time ago. Now that they want to take bribery, since they know that this thing is not working out. Yeah, I'm looking at that. what they are doing is very good. The very thing for them to forget about, let them stop with the taking time. And what is their name? British. They're supposed to know that the time is against. The time is that we have suffered enough. So the best thing for them is for them to forget about us. Let them give us what we need. That is it. And I pray that God will help us. When Lamb is coming, I mean, nothing will happen to him. When they finish, there will not be anything to him. God is always with you, and angels are walking about you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me, the next caller? Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Okay. My name is Chukwu Simba, and I'm calling you from...
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Okay, Chukwu, I want to thank you very much for everything and being for us. Yeah, I want to pray that Chukwu Kaviyam and we continue to strengthen you. And also strengthen man the gun, wherever he is, and also all the members of IPOB around the world.
You see, and you too.
That Chukwu Kaviyam and we blindfold all the enemies of Biafra. Everybody who is fighting against the destruction of Biafra, Chukwu Kaviyam, you will destroy that person.
You see?
Whoever it is, from east, north, west, and south, Chukwu Kaviyam, destroy that person. Biafra is our inheritance. And this is the promise you made to every one of us, Chukwu Kaviyam. So therefore, Lord, we ask, O God, that you will give us Biafra. Just like our leader man, the Khan, always said, that we will give you Biafra as a gift. Our generation will worship you. Our children, they will serve you. And all of them will bless your name. We pray, God, to go Kagam, that you give us this Biafra. And we will use this Biafra to serve you. Because Biafra is our religion. And in Biafra, O Lord, we have every freedom and liberty to serve you with all our heart and with all our mind. This I ask tonight, O Lord, to go Kaviyam, that you bless us with this Biafra, and we will all worship you. And our children and the children to come will serve you and serve you alone. So I pray this prayer tonight to go Kaviyam, our God.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We are, of course, ending this program at this particular point in time. Before I go, of course, I want to remind the IPOB USA family that there will be a mega protest at the Capitol Hill on March 7th, 2016, and that should be on Monday next week, and it is specifically for the release of our leader Nnamdi Kanu. It is for the formal launch of Free Nnamdi Kanu campaign, and we are asking all IPB5 members, all friends of Biafra, you mustn't be within the IPB family. If you are a lover of humanity, if you are a lover of freedom, extend your hand of fellowship to the IPOB families around the world, and specifically the United States of America, for this all-important mega protest. Once again, the IPOB family in the United States of America will be embarking on a mega protest in front of the Capitol Hill on March 7, 2016, that is on Monday next week, and contact the principal officers of state, more importantly, the national coordinator, Mazi Obido Obienu. Once again, the IPOB family members in the United States of America will be having their mega protest on the 7th of March 2016 at the Capitol Hill. That's on Monday next week. In the same vein, the IPOB UK family will be having their own mega protest on 2nd of March 2016 in front of Houses of Parliament, or at the Houses of Parliament in London. And we are urging all IPOB family members to leave everything they are doing. You can skip your work, you can speak your business. For that day, it is not too much for our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. Call your friends. Call all well wishers. Call all friends of Biafra and invite them to this mega protest. We are, of course, going to play host to a number of British politicians and media experts. We are also asking all IPOB family members around Europe and other countries who can attend to make it to this all-important mega protest, initiating the launch of Free Nnamdi Kanu campaign. This is an ongoing campaign, and it is an extraordinary one indeed, because we are in an extraordinary situation and circumstance. The time for this protest is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Wednesday, the 2nd of March 2016, at the Houses of Parliament. All IPOB family members in United Kingdom and friends of Biafra around the world are invited and enjoying to come and join hands together and make this mega protest a worldwide one and a successful one indeed. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have deliberated to have come together this evening. We thank Him for having made it possible for us to be alive for this moment. We thank Him for the protection that He has given us. And we still ask Him to continue to protect our leader Nnamdi Kanu, to continue to guide him, to continue to destroy the machinations and plots of the enemies. It is their right to gather, it is their right to plot, but in the end they will scatter. We ask You, God Almighty, to continue to render them impotent and incapacitate them and render them powerless before our leader Nnamdi Kanu and before the wider IPOB family members around the world, that in the end victory will be ours, total liberation, total emancipation of Biafra land and Biafran people will be the order of the day. We ask You to continue to renew us, to continue to revive us, and more importantly, may You help us to restore Biafra. For me, from here, this is sincerely with HM4 at this particular point in time, signing off. Good night and God bless. Siba mare si kineruba, eh jingabo.
Tu ne voulais ni avoir ma situation. Moi, je me suis mal à mon.